Blog Talk Radio.
Start the music.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right, anyhow.
Secret.
the Lord, saints. It is a blessing to be in service once again. I thank the Lord for giving us an open mind to receive His word on today. The word of God is coming from Psalms 25, verse 1 through 7. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, and you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior. And my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways according to your love. Remember me, for you are good, O Lord. I want to thank God for the listener and the reader of the word. God bless each and every one of you, and thank God for you.
Hello. Hello. Today I'm going to say a prayer. Thank you. Oh, and my name is Sersha, and I'm with my grandparents for the summer. And I'm going to say a prayer for us. Thank you, God, for all that grows. Thank you for the skies, rainbows. Thank you for the stars that shine. Thank you for these friends of mine. Thank you for the moon and sun. Thank you for every, for all you do. Amen.
Amen, amen. I just want to thank the Lord, amen, for the scripture reading as well as the prayer that was rendered, amen, by our own granddaughter, Sunshine. So we just want to thank the Lord, amen, for a brand new day. I woke up this morning, you know, there's a song, amen. Let's see how that song goes. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, now there ain't no harm in keeping your mind stayed on Jesus. There ain't no harm in keeping your mind stayed on the Lord. No, there ain't no harm in keeping your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about, saints.
Praise the Lord.
See, we're supposed to be joyful. Why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And what should we do? We should rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. Amen. So that's why I'm rejoicing. Hallelujah. And that doesn't mean that, amen, I did not have any challenges, amen, to go through throughout the day. But I praise God because, you know, I was at the hospital earlier, amen, this morning, from the morning all the way up to about 4 o'clock, amen, for my grandson. His name is Taryn, and he's 13 years old. Oh, don't panic. Don't panic. I'm saying this because he had to have some corrective surgery, amen, for his bones, amen. And everything came out well for him, amen. So I just thank the Lord Hallelujah for that. Amen. So, you know, I'm praising God because the surgery went well. Now, my grandson is a little preacher. God has put the spirit of preaching in his spirit. And I thank the Lord for that. Amen. It's maybe 4 or 5 generations of preachers in my family, beginning from my grandfather, passed down to me. Amen. Passed down to my grandson. So God, amen, he blesses your bloodline. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. He blesses your bloodline if the beginning of your ancestors begin to serve him, then he promised that he would bless that generation. He will bless you from generation to generation. And so God is true to his word. Hallelujah. So I just thank the Lord for my grandson, Taryn. He was with us, amen, a couple months ago, matter of fact, and he was able to give the word on our Let Your Light Shine radio broadcast. Well, we are here bringing church into the comfort of your homes once again and to reach the people of God who are unable to physically attend services. And what do? Well, we teach you how to apply the divine principles of the Bible into our daily lives. It's all about healing, deliverance, spirituality, the spoken word, giving us knowledge, wisdom, and freedom. Yes, the liberty to enjoy life. Amen. It's all about heaven things, heavenly things. Amen. An abundance of joy. So we want to share all of that with you this evening. So we just welcome you for tuning in. So we're going to go quickly into our trivia that we had last week. The trivia was, who was the person that ended up with over, I think it was 23,000 soldiers, amen, to fight the enemy, but God told him that was too many, and it knocked it down to just 300. So that is the tribute for this evening, and we pray that we'll have another one for you next week, and I will give that to you before we end our services. So we're going to open up the line, amen, in order here. First, very quickly now, when you give your answers, we got a great host of people that is with us, amen. I'm looking at my panel here, and so we got some new listeners, and we want to welcome them as well. So first of all, I want to say good evening to our own evangelist, Millie Moore. Good evening.
Good evening, Bishop.
Good evening.
To all the saints out there that are listening this evening, I want to say God bless you to you and your beautiful wife, and God bless Sunshine for that beautiful prayer. And the man that God took the soldiers from was Gideon and gave him 300. And that's in the
book of Judges,
chapter 7.
Yep, Book of Judges, chapter 7. Very good. Very good. Thank you very much. I know it was easy for you. You don't have to say it. All right. Well, may the Lord bless you, evangelist. Hallelujah. And that's our own evangelist. And also, we want to say good evening to missionary. I no longer call her sister. She has been ordained. Amen, and with as a missionary of Praises of Emmanuel Ministries. I just feel so great, amen, and that's Missionary Tazera Massey. God bless you, missionary.
God bless you, Bishop and Sister Rita and my beautiful sunshine and all the saints that's on the line tonight. May God bless everyone. Mm-hmm. I got the same thing, Gideon and Judge 7. Chapter 7. I got the same thing.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you very much. And that was missionary, amen, to Zara Massey. Amen. And we also have on the line Mother, amen, Velma Davis. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you too, Bishop Taylor. Good evening to you and your lovely life, Rita, and to Sunshine. You're just a beautiful ray of sunshine. And bless all the saints that are online with love, peace, and happiness. And the tribute, I found the same thing, too. It was Judge 7, verse. I found it like in verse 4 to 9.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It was Gideon.
That's right, Gideon. You have it right. God bless you, Mother. Thank you. And now I see a new number here that I don't recognize. So I'm going to call the last four digits in your phone number. And if you care to say good evening to us, and if you have a prayer request, amen, that would be fine. And the last four digits in your phone number is 2205. Good evening.
God bless you, Bishop. This is Evangelist Clark.
Oh, I'm sorry, Evangelist.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. I have to get used to your number.
It's all right.
All right.
God is doing. Hey, God. May the Lord bless you and your family and each and everyone that's on the line. And I'm also in accord with everyone. It was Gideon in the Book of Judges. So God is good,
and
I'm excited what the Lord is doing. Amen. So God bless you all.
Thank you, Evangelist. God bless you as well. And that's our only Evangelist Clark. Now, I've been knowing Evangelist, oh, my Lord, over 20 years maybe, at least. She was listening to a radio program. That's how we met at that time, 1440 a.m., and she used to call in. Amen, because I always keep an open line. Amen, and that's how I met Evangelist Clark. So God bless Evangelist Clark. Amen. You know, it's a blessing to keep connected. Amen. We have lost connection for a little while, but she found my information once again, and so we're connected again. Amen. And next we have 1322. God bless you. From Indiana.
Bishop Taylor and Sister Rita, Mother Washington, we
yes,
come
Mother.
This far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never failed me yet. Come this far by faith. And Bishop, we have 33 ministers on my children's father's side of the family.
Amen. Wonderful.
That was Gideon, because that was in my spirit. And
that's
bless
right.
Everyone on this line and keep praying, because we all need prayer, one for another.
Amen.
Love you, Mother Rita.
Love you too, Mother.
God bless
you. Thank you, Mother Washington. Amen. Amen. And I believe we have missionary. Amen. Is that missionary Mary?
Yes, it is. Good evening, Bishop.
Good evening. God bless you.
And I agree with everybody. It's I found it in Gideon, and I found it in Judges 7.
Amen. Everybody right on point. Good, good.
Yeah.
Amen. Someone said, Missionary Mary, they said, that you got to make this more harder. Amen. You got to really get this hard. One of my daughters was at the hospital, and I was talking about the tribute, and she just named it right at the top of her head. I said, that's because you a PK, so don't try. Yeah, I told her she was a preacher's kid, so she better had known the answer. Because I used to, every day before they go to school, early in the morning, I make sure that I give them a scripture to remember. Amen. Yeah, they used to get mad at me, but it's in them now. Amen.
Okay.
Praise God. Well, God bless you, missionary.
Just fine.
Yeah. All right. And we're having an announcement soon as well, missionary. Amen. God bless you. It's good to hear your voice. Amen. And next we have, amen, I believe, on the air. The last four digits in your phone number, if you care to say good evening, is 8563. Thank you for tuning in.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Thank you for
God
inviting
bless
me.
You.
Thank you for inviting me. Your wife invited me. Ms. Taylor, this is Pamela Ruffins. It's the first time that I've called in. So I'm going to look up Judges chapter 4 and just read it.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't around
okay.
before. This is my first time calling. And I do thank everyone for having me today.
Judges 7. That's chapter 7.
Oh, chapter 7? Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But thank you for tuning in, Sister Pamela. It's truly a blessing to hear, amen, your voice this evening, and it's truly an honor of you tuning in, amen. And stay tuned because there's a blessing and a word that is coming forth. Do you have a prayer request?
I pray for not just myself, but the entire human race that
mm-hmm.
we try diligently to live as God wants us to, and all our troubles will be over.
Amen. And I want to tell you this, too. I got a word for you quickly. I just got a quick word for you. As you begin to speak about praying for the troubles in the world, I'm praying also for you that the burdens that you've been carrying on your shoulders all these years, you don't complain, but you've been carrying the burdens of others that you love on your shoulders. And I'm praying, amen, that these individuals, amen, that you've been carrying on your shoulders will be able to finally mature and grow up to the point that they can carry their own load. That's my prayer for you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Okay?
Thank you.
And that's the message that the Lord has for you this evening. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And now we have also 6155. Welcome. Amen. To Let Your Light Shine.
Yes. God bless you, Bishop. You, your lovely wife, and everyone that's listening. I know I've been away from the phone for a while, though. My phone
yes,
was had been disconnected, but my
mm-hmm.
I wanted to. It's not a prayer, but I would like to share a miracle.
Yes.
Yes. What's a miracle that happened today? I was watching the news, and it was
mm-hmm.
this man. He was following his sister, and
mm-hmm.
the his sister's baby was in, you know, in the car seat for babies, 11-month-old baby, and
mm-hmm.
As they were riding, she hit the fence, and her door opened and threw her out, but her car went over some rocks and fell into the water, and the baby was there. Her brother mm-hmm. immediately stopped his car, ran, and he was praying, jumped over the fence, and he kept praying. He did get to the baby. The baby had stopped breathing for a minute, but he kept praying.
Mm-hmm.
He said, as he was coming up, the baby started crying. He said that was the sweetest sound to his
yeah.
ears. And I just claim in the name of Jesus, that was a miracle.
Yes. Yes,
yes.
It was a miracle. Thank
yes.
you, Sister Carol, for sharing that with us and all the listeners that are here with you. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
That things are coming together for you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome. And we have 1875, the last four numbers in your phone number. God bless you this evening.
Thank you.
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, I don't have anything. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very well.
Uh huh. Yeah, I don't have anything to say. I just called in to listen to the words.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And whom am I speaking with?
This Charmaine.
Repeat that again. Oh, God, yes, Charmaine. God bless you, Charmaine. I know you very well, but I didn't recognize your voice on the phone. But God bless you, sister. Thank you for tuning in. Okay. All right. God bless you, and stay tuned because we got a message. Amen. Now, before we go into our message, quickly, we want to have an announcement, amen, that we have, and I'm going to open up the, they're gone. I'm going to open up the mic, amen, for Missionary Taylor. She's going to come back with the announcements, and then from there, are you ready for the announcement? Oh, she's not ready yet. Okay. We'll call her later. Oh, okay. All right. I'm trying to read some sign language here. But here we go. The mic is open. Amen.
Okay. I was just speaking on the homework.
Mm-hmm.
And which is Gibbons. I was wondering how they came up with the 300, and I see here ready for battle that Gibbons' army of 32,000 being faced as an enemy of enormous proportions and strength. And then they have a merge of 22,000 leads. And when you subtract the 22,000 from 32,000, and then here it says that 9,700 are weeded out through a riverbank test. And that's how now Gideon is left with the 300 soldiers.
Amen.
To fight an enemy as numerous as locusts. So I was just wondering how it came up with that. And I see as the 32,000 take away the 22,000, which left 10,000, mm-hmm. and 10,000 take away 9,700, and it left 300.
Amen.
I would do announcements at the end of the sermon. God bless.
Okay. Thank you, missionary. All right. Well, that is what part of our lesson, actually. Let's see here. I got it. I got it straight, missionary. Okay. You okay now, missionary? I got the mic straight. Okay. Now, I'm going to talk to you about that, amen, everyone that are listening. Now, Gideon, amen, when God told him that he chose him to fight against the enemy, and there were so many of them, I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds of thousands of the enemy, the soldiers. You couldn't even count them. It said it's locusts or even the sand of the sea, of the sand on the beach. And so Gideon, he the one that chose the 32,000 at the beginning because he figured that he needed that many, amen, to rage this war, to win this war. And so, but God told him that it was too many. He said, Gideon, these are too many. Now, when you logically think about this, you know, and I like to use that word when we say logic, because we lean on our own understanding too much, too many times when God is giving us, amen, a commandment. And because when God gives you commandment, it's never hardly going to make any sense. Amen. When I say never, well, that's a hard word, but very seldom it would make sense to us when God is telling us something to do. And the reason why God told Gideon that is too many is because God would not get the glory. See, God had to get the glory. How could he have gotten the glory if he would allow for Gideon to keep those 32,000? See, they would have taken the, what's the word I'm trying to use? They would have looked at themselves and said, It was us that won this war. We the one that was able to subdue the enemy, you see. So, but God wants the glory in everything that is done, you see. So in order to allow for God to get the glory, we must be led by the Lord instead of being led by our own intelligence and our own imagination. So God threw the men at Texas, and each time he used that and weeded down to just 300. Now watch this as the story goes. In your own free time, read it for yourself, the whole story. But I'm just going to give you a few excerpts of the story itself. Now, after they had 300, Gideon said, "Lord, how can we fight with just 300? Now, they was up in the mountain, and one of the enemy soldiers had a dream, and Gideon sent some spies down to listen, you know, at night. And one of the enemy soldiers had a dream that they were going to be defeated, you see. And so that was a sign for Gideon to know, as the spy came back and told him what the soldier said. That was a confirmation for Gideon to know that it is God who fights our battles. We don't have to fight. Now, Gideon didn't have to fight. They didn't even have to use any swords or any weapons at all. How did they win? God did it. So this is how he done it. God told Gideon, he said, "I want you to get some lamps." And at that time, you know, they have oil lamps. He said, "You get some lamps and you stand on top of the hill. And as the enemy down in the valley look up into the hill and see these lamps at night, it would appear to be hundreds of thousands of you more than they. And then I want you to shout and make some noise on the lamps and kind of click on the lamps and shout, 'The battle belongs to the Lord.' And when you shout that, it will frighten the enemy." And that's what they did. He woke them out of their sleep. And they began to say, "The battle belongs to the Lord." And when they said that, it frightened the enemy. And what they did, they stopped running. They began to fight each other. They was in such a panic that they was fighting each other, thinking that the enemy was upon them. And they used their sword and they was killing each other. See, God knows how, amen, hallelujah, to fight your battles if you just let them. Amen. Amen. If somebody cussed you out, let's just bring it down to earth. Let's say your neighbor, you're having a difficult time with your neighbor, and that neighbor just do everything they can to discourage you, to make you angry, to you know, you can't fight, you can't put gasoline on fire and think that the fire is going to go out. What's going to happen? Well, the fire is going to get, amen, more hotter. It's going to spread. Well, that's what anger does. It's, if you put anger on top of anger, it's like pouring gasoline on top of the fire. But God has a way, hallelujah, of keeping us, hallelujah, from fighting what actually belongs to him. You ever heard of a saying that the battle belongs to the Lord? Yes, it does. Because it is spiritual warfare, my friends. In this warfare that we are fighting, hallelujah, it is spiritual warfare. There are evil men that is among us today that are taking children. There are evil men that kidnap children. There are evil men that kidnap women and sell them what they call trafficking and using them for prostitution. Even little girls and even boys, not just girls, but they use boys for trafficking and for prostitution as well. And they take these people and kidnap them, evil people that have secret societies that plot to figure out a way to start wars. Yeah, race wars and everything that they can do. You see what's happening in Ferguson, amen. You see what's going on there, amen. There's another killing of a young black male. So there's a lot that is going on in this country. It's a warfare. It's spiritual warfare. And you can't win that warfare by starting fires and turning over cars, you know, starting riots. And using a riot, you end up burning your own neighborhood down. What kind of stuff is that? You're not winning nothing, amen, by burning your own neighborhood down. This is spiritual warfare. And the only way, amen, to win this type of battle is by prayer. Amen. It's to pray. We got to get together and we got to pray together. Amen. We need to, amen, to stop getting in the mess. Hallelujah. Yeah, we need to stop getting in so much mess and clean ourselves up. When I say me, I'm talking about people. Amen. And clean ourselves up and get right with the Lord. Amen. And get right with the Lord. And when we get right with the Lord get right with us. Hallelujah. When we stand up for the Lord will stand up for us. Amen. When we, amen, give God the praises, then the blessings will come down. Amen. Don't you know that one saint can chase away 1,000 demons? Yeah, one saved person can chase 1,000 demons by praying. Oh, yeah, yeah. It that don't make sense, do it. No, not supposed to make sense. But it's the truth. One of us, just one of us, if we pray, amen, and pray against something that is not right in the neighborhood, pray against something that is not right in your community, don't you know that your prayer can change things, just one of you? Well, just figure out what would happen. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. If two of us, two or more of us was to come together and pray together, amen, against something that is not right, amen. And I guarantee you that when you pray, then God will take over and he will do what only he knows how to do all by himself. You don't have to. What kind of weapon should you have? Your weapon should be the word of God. What kind of helmet that you should wear? Amen. Just take a look at what it says about the full armor of God. Remember, I taught on that a couple of weeks ago. Put on the full armor of God. Amen. And walk like a soldier. You know, there's a song, amen, the recovery song that Salvation Army sings. And that's their favorite song, We Are Soldiers in the Army. Amen. Amen. Now, see, we are soldiers. See, and they recognize it. Amen. And we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. You know, we have to fight. But the fight that we fight is a spiritual battle. Amen. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner. Hallelujah. Amen. What is the bloodstained banner? Amen. It's about the cross that Jesus died on. Amen. With his blood. The banner, amen, that we hold up is our faith. Amen. It's how we walk. Hallelujah. We got to stop, amen, straddling in the fence. We praise God one day and serve the devil the next. Amen. We got to get together and stay on the right road. Amen. On the straight and narrow path that leads to righteousness, because the wide road leads to nothing but destruction. And there's many that walks that wide road. And it looks like they're having fun. It looks like they are enjoying themselves. But I'm going to tell you, they're laughing themselves straight to hell. Amen. They're having fun straight to hell. That's what's happening. Amen. So we, as believers, got to understand that we don't have to have 32,000. Amen. Amen. If we had a whole 32,000, amen, to fight, then God won't get the glory. If just two or three or more of us was to come together and be together as one, that's very powerful. Amen. Amen. Right now, and our church, amen, and I'm proud to tell, let me tell you this. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed to say that I'm a servant of the Lord. I'm not ashamed to say that I love God. Amen. And I don't even have to even wave a flag because people see me and see my light shining. And they say, you know, I know you was a preacher because I can see it in you. Why? Because it's my light that shines. Amen. It's that light in me that shines. And that is a good feeling to be recognized that you're a child of God instead of somebody recognize you as a devil. Amen. Somebody recognize you as a servant of Satan. I want to be recognized, amen, as a child of God. How people recognize you is by how you talk. It's your walk. It's your lifestyle. When you refuse to compromise with the world, that's how people recognize who you are in God. So don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. The battles that you're fighting right now, turn it over to the Lord. Whatever that battle is, who is your enemy? Amen? See, your enemy don't always have to be a person. Your enemy can be a thing that you have been struggling with, amen, hallelujah, for all your life just about, for years. You've been struggling with whatever you've been struggling with. That your enemy could be anger. Amen? If it's anger, then let the peace of God enter into your soul and let God take that anger out of you. Amen? Resentment, then let the Spirit of the Lord come into you and take that resentment out of you. Whatever it is, amen, that is holding you back from reaching your fullest potentials in life, you know what it is, amen? Then face it. Face it right now and say, I'm tired of you. Face it right now and say, there's more in me, which is the power of the Lord, than he that's in the world. Amen? Amen. You got to face your enemy and stop running. Amen?
Yes.
Stand firm in the Lord. Stand still and see what God can do. Amen? Just like Moses waved the staff over the Red Sea and the sea parted. Who parted it for him? It was God working through him. Amen? That parted the Red Sea so that the children of Israel, hallelujah, can walk across dry land. Well, they was going to the promised land, and you can get to your promised land if you let God fight your battles. Amen? So stand firm in the Lord. Amen? Now, Elijah, another example, man named Elijah. The enemy was coming after Elijah. They sent thousands of soldiers after the prophet Elijah, and his servant was afraid. His servant said, oh, we're going to die now. But Elijah opened up the eyes of his servant, and when his eyes was open, what did he see? He saw a host of angels were drawn out fiery swords, amen, surrounding Elijah. So Elijah prayed that his eyes would be open. See, I pray that your eyes would be open so that you can see, amen, that you're not alone. So that you can realize, even though you might feel like you're alone, but if you open up your spiritual eyes, thanks, you would see that you got a host of angels fighting your battles. You got a host of angels with drawn out swords, that when the demons come after you, amen, those angels will fight it off if you just let them. Amen. If you just stand firm in the faith of God, the enemy would not be able to conquer you. That's how you defeat the enemy. Amen. Amen. So when you feel something coming up inside of you that you know that isn't right, why feed it? Why give it more food? Amen. For it can get stronger so that it can take rule over you. No, you don't feed it. You're supposed to starve it out. You starve it out with the word of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Amen. So that means I got power.
Yes.
Amen. I got power. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That is what I claim. That is what I know without a doubt. Amen. 10,000 can come against me. Amen. But I got more than 10,000, amen, that is standing by my side with drawn out fiery swords that will fight my battles for me. And I get the victory every time. And so let's start having some victory days. Amen. Let's count our victories. Hallelujah. And stop looking at your failures. Amen. Let's look at our victories. Today is a victory day.
Amen.
If you didn't do something, amen, that shamed the Lord, and you were still able to stand in the word, and you can make God proud of you by how you walk today, you got victory. Count that as a victory right now today. You got the victory. Amen. There's a song that Yolanda Adams say, I got the victory. The victory. Amen. See, that's what she's talking about. And there's so many victory songs. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, victory today is mine. Amen. So we got the victory in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me quickly give you the trivial. Then from that, amen, we're going to bring Missionary Taylor back. Amen. So, hallelujah. So that she can give, amen, her announcement. Well, Lord, what do you want the tribute to be? Well, let's see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. All right. Jesus, we just want to thank you, Lord, for today's message of hope today. Amen. Message of hope. Tomorrow is Thursday, and I want my wife to tell you about what's happening tomorrow as well. Amen. For those who need it. Amen. So, amen. Then I'll come back and give you the tribute. But right now, I'm going to open up the mic. Well, I have to wait. All right. I'm just moving. Hallelujah. Now, let's see. Oh, okay. Who were the people? No, that one is too easy. I don't want to give you one that easy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. Okay. Oh, Lord, 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 help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Some days I don't have trivia. Some days I do. Most of the times we do have trivia. Amen. For our following week. Oh, okay. What did Jesus do when he looked at the people and saw that they were hungry? When he was, before he preached his sermon, when he was on a mountain. That's it. What was it that Jesus did when he looked among the people and saw that they were hungry? Amen. That's it. That's a tribute for next week. You ready, missionary? Are you ready? she's writing the trivia down. Okay, let me see. Let me make sure I got her here. I lost you. All right. Okay. She's coming back on in a minute. Amen. So let me repeat the trivia again. When Jesus looked and saw, amen, the people, the congregation, that they were hungry, what did he do? Amen. I know some of you already know that answer. I know. All right. Are we ready, missionary?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Here come our announcements. God bless you all.
God bless everyone. I was up into my trivia. Okay, praises of Emmanuel Ministries, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor Jr., Pastor. We hold Sunday's worship service. We hold Sunday's worship service at 12 p.m. every Sunday. We also have Tuesday Bible study at 6 p.m. The location is 33250 North, Suite 202, Westland, Michigan. And on Wednesdays, as of today, we bring church in a comfort of your home. which you're already on the line. Also, Thursday, we have spiritual meetings at 6:30 p.m. The name of the meetings are Let's Chat About Whatever You Need to Surrender. And this is for all addictions. So this is every Thursday you dial in. And if you could grab a pen and pencil, I'll give you a minute to grab a pen and pencil. And this will be the number you dial, and then you wait for the response for SS code, and I have that as well. So if each one of you would like to grab a pen and paper, I can give you the number. Again, this is a new meeting we start on every Thursday, the spiritual meetings at 6:30 p.m. Let's chat about whatever you need to surrender. And it's all about all addictions that you may have. And the number is area code 712-775-7031. Again, that number is 712-775-7031. And then it would announce for you to put in the code, which is 468. Again, the code is 468-602. And that's the first meeting starts tomorrow, and you can dial in at 6:30 p.m. And we will come from the Recovery Bible, and we go into Scripture as well. Also, another announcement is we was having a banquet luncheon on August the 30th, 2015, honoring praises of Emmanuel Ministries at St. Regis Hotel, 3071 West Grand Boulevard, Detroit, Michigan, 48208. However, the registration of $50 was due by June the 30th. However, most people didn't meet that. So we did just pay for everything except the food. Therefore, we could partake at a restaurant if you wish or eat wherever you choose, of course. But again, you do not have to register. The ones that's coming in town, like Evangelist Millie and her family, of course, they're going to book a room. Bishop Taylor and I also booked the room for that Saturday on the 29th. So we'll be able to set up and enjoy downtown Detroit on Saturday with anyone that's coming in town or anyone that wishes to do some spiritual events on Saturday. Again, August the 30th, which is a Sunday, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., Bill Emmanuel Ministries, which is Bishop Emmanuel M. Taylor Jr., the pastor, and we will be at the St. Regis Hotel. The keynote speaker is Minister Phyllis Lucy, and we have some other things going on as well. The theme is God, and I have that here. God is sufficient. And I do have that. I like to be accurate with you all. So if you give me just 1 minute, and I can have that as well. Just give me 1 second here. We can have this correct. Okay, I know that. Okay, the thing is, I don't have that right now, but we will speak to you all before the 30th, and you will have the theme. And our color theme is purple red, the color of Jesus' robe. All right, God bless each and every one of you, and thank you for coming on the line. And I think that is all for the announcements at this time. God bless.
Amen. All right. Thank the Lord.
Let me get my mic back on. Okay, we thank the Lord for our own missionary, Taylor. Amen. For reading the announcement. We just have just a few minutes left now. And remember, that is something that I really desire to do every year. Amen. And our first I've been wanting to do this, hallelujah, for over 20-something years to begin having our spiritual conference once a year. So at the beautiful St. Regis Hotel, do not forget this. Write this down. I want to see all of you there, amen, and that can make it at August the 30th. We've only got about a few weeks to go, amen, and we're going to have a great time, amen. We're just going to have a great time, a spiritual revival, a spiritual whatever. From A to Z is all going to be spiritual, amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some healing. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be some healing and deliverance that is going to take place through yours truly by the power of the Holy Spirit that is in me. So you will want to be there. Amen. I'm going to bless your purses and your wallets. Amen. So that you can be blessed financially. Yeah, I told you I'm not ashamed of who I am in Christ. Hallelujah. So I want you to be there. And all of you that can be to worship with us this Sunday at 33250 West Warren, Suite 202 in Westland, Michigan, I would like to see you there. We're not a very large church building, but we are large in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And that's why I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah. So may the Lord bless each and every one of you from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. And don't forget to, if you wrote that number down for tomorrow, our own missionary Taylor is going to, she is the one that is leading. So I'm proud of her for bringing this up, and let's support her, okay? In Jesus' name, even if it's someone else that you know that needs to tune in, give them that information as well. And if you have her number, you can text her. If you didn't get the all of the information, she can give that to you as well. So may the Lord can completely, not just a little bit, but completely be a blessing into your world. And remember, what can God do? Anything. Not something.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
I believe it.
I know he can.
Yes, all he right. can. All right.
Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right.
Come on, y'all. Put your hands together. And remember,
come on, let's
God
sing a little
can
bit
do
of it now.
Anything.
Right,
good night. And I see you all next Wednesday. Same time. Same station.